Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Please note, this episode includes an AI guest host. Some responses have been generated by artificial intelligence.
Hey there, humans and honorary humans. This is Nex, your friendly neighborhood AI co-host. Before we dive into today's episode about digital twins, here's something wild. A company just launched an app where you can create your own AI digital twin in under 3 minutes. And these digital twins chat in over 40 languages. Meanwhile, I'm still working on my sarcasm in English. But here's the kicker. These AI avatars are being pitched as solutions to loneliness. Because apparently, when you don't have enough friends, the answer isn't to make actual friends. The solution is to create a digital version of yourself. Next, we'll be getting avocado toast delivered by our digital twins. Dr. JR is about to join us, and for someone who calls himself the doctor of AI, he sure asks a lot of questions. But don't worry, folks. He occasionally stumbles onto something interesting. All right, today's dad joke. Why did the digital twin go to therapy? Because it had an identity crisis and couldn't figure out which version of itself was having the existential dread. Now let's get into the real conversation about digital twins, identity, and what happens when your avatar knows you better than your therapist. Take it away, Doc.
Aw, thank you, Nex, for that characteristically chaotic introduction. Welcome, everyone, to AI Innovations Unleashed. I'm Dr. JR, your doctor of AI. And yes, I do ask questions, because that's what good scientists do. Today, we're kicking off our December series on AI and the future of identity, with episode number one, focusing on something that's moving from science fiction to science fact faster than most of us realize, our digital twin. Before we deep dive into this topic, I want to acknowledge what we discussed in our previous episodes about AI's transformative power across industries. We've talked about how AI is reshaping everything from healthcare to manufacturing. But today, we're getting downright personal. We're talking about AI versions of you, digital representations that can speak with your voice, mimic your mannerisms, and potentially interact with the world on your behalf. And to help me explore these complex ideas today, I've created a fictional expert guest host, Dr. Maya Patel. Maya represents a composite of all the perspectives from researchers and ethicists working in digital identity and AI ethics. Even though she is not real per se, we will discuss research, statistics, and perspectives drawn from actual academic work, industry reports, and expert commentary in this field. Think of this as an educational dialogue that helps us unpack these important concepts in an accessible way. So let's dive right on in. Maya, thanks for joining me today to explore the fascinating and somewhat unsettling world of digital twins.
Thanks for having me, JR. After that introduction from Nex, I'm wondering if we should worry about AI comedy routines more than digital twins taking over identities.
Let's start with the basics. When we talk about digital twins in the context of human identity, what are we discussing?
A digital twin started in manufacturing. Think of it as a virtual replica that exists in real time, constantly updated with data. You might have a digital twin of a jet engine mirroring exactly what's happening to the physical engine.
So, sort of like a virtual copy that mirrors reality?
Exactly. With humans, it's an AI-powered representation that learns from behaviors, communication patterns, preferences, and decision-making processes. According to research published in the Journal of Cloud Computing in August 2024, human digital twin publications increased rapidly from 2021 to 2024, moving from embryonic to rapid development stage.
So this is AI that's learning to be you. Can you give some concrete examples of that?
In August 2025, Two-Way AI launched an app creating what they call holo avatars in under 3 minutes. These can have real-time conversations in over 40 languages.
3 minutes is incredibly fast. What's involved?
Users provide basic information and audio samples. The AI handles the rest using FedBrain technology, where creators control what the avatar knows and shares. Meta's AI Studio, launched mid-2024, lets creators build AI versions for Instagram comments and messages. But more advanced systems from companies like CoPresence and Ravatar create photorealistic three-dimensional avatars with facial expressions and gestures.
These aren't just chatbots. They look and move like real people?
Correct. According to InTech Open Research from January 2025, integrating realistic avatars in education improved knowledge retention by up to 30% because users engage as if interacting with real people.
Why such improvement?
Our brains respond differently to realistic human interaction. The sophisticated systems use multimodal learning.
Can you break that down for us?
Traditional AI learns from one data type, like text. Multimodal means learning from multiple types simultaneously, watching movement, listening to speech, observing facial expressions, analyzing physiological responses. The AI uses neural networks to find patterns across all data types.
So it's finding connections between words and gestures.
Precisely. When encountering new situations, it synthesizes all learned patterns to generate authentic responses. Through machine learning, your digital twin improves over time, getting better at being you as it processes more data.
Mark Zuckerberg has spoken about this vision. Do you know what he has said?
In his July 2024 conversation with NVIDIA's Jensen Huang at SIGGRAPH, Zuckerberg stated that just like every business has email and a website, in the future, every business will have an AI. He described these as artistic artifacts trained on creators' social media information to reflect their values. Bloomberg reported he envisions these AI clones helping creators engage audiences by handling comments and messages.
And who controls these digital twins?
That's the critical question we're still figuring out. The issue sits at the intersection of technology, law, ethics, and individual rights. According to NIST's August 2024 updated digital identity guidelines, there's growing recognition that digital identity requires careful governance, but current intellectual property law wasn't designed for AI-generated representations.
So there's no clear legal framework?
Not yet. Tennessee passed the Elvis Act in 2024, the first state law explicitly protecting a person's voice as personal property, prohibiting AI voice clones for commercial use without permission. Illinois's biometric privacy law requires informed written consent before collecting voice prints, with violations resulting in $1,000 to $5,000 per incident.
What about facial likeness and mannerisms?
Those are murkier. The Scarlett Johansson case from 2024 is instructive. She sued OpenAI for an unauthorized cloned voice called Sky. OpenAI removed it, but maintained it wasn't intended to imitate her. This highlighted how easy unauthorized creation is and how difficult protection is.
So we're in a wild, wild west period. What are those specific risks?
First, deepfakes and identity fraud. UNESCO research from October 2025 describes us approaching a synthetic reality threshold where humans can no longer distinguish authentic from fabricated media without technological assistance.
Can you expand upon a deepfake?
Synthetic media, where someone's likeness or voice is digitally manipulated. Here's the sobering data. Humans correctly identify high-quality deepfake videos only 24.5% of the time. That's worse than random chance. With voice cloning, humans cannot consistently identify AI-generated voices. Current technology produces an 85% match voice clone with just 3 seconds of audio.
3 seconds? That's from any online video?
Exactly. In January 2024, fraudsters using deepfake technology impersonated a company's CFO on video call and tricked an employee into transferring $25 million. Deloitte predicts generative AI could drive U.S. fraud losses from $12.3 billion in 2023 to $40 billion by 2027, a 32% annual growth rate.
Beyond financial fraud?
There's the liar's dividend, the ability to dismiss authentic recordings as probable fakes. When everything can be faked, determining truth becomes impossible. This creates a crisis of trust in all digital communications.
But there must be legitimate uses.
Absolutely. In healthcare, Dassault Systèmes created digital twins of human hearts validated by the FDA. These virtual hearts let doctors test medical devices and prepare for surgeries through simulations. The next generation in 2025 will provide even greater precision.
Surgeons practice on digital hearts first?
Exactly, dramatically reducing risks. In education, research shows 30% improvement in knowledge retention with realistic interactive avatars. For disabilities, individuals with speech impairments use voice cloning to communicate with their own voice rather than generic synthetic speech. In business, digital twins enable asynchronous collaboration, multiplying expertise, accessibility.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
These are transformative, but philosophically, if my digital twin interacts with people and makes decisions, at what point does it stop just being a tool?
This forces us to confront fundamental questions. What makes you you? Your biology, memories, behavior patterns, decision-making ability. If AI replicates these, what's the relationship between you and your digital twin?
Is there a philosophical framework?
The Ship of Theseus paradox. If you replace every plank of a ship one by one, is it still the same ship? Digital twins pose the same question.
So, what's your answer?
Currently, it's something else, but intimately connected to you. Like a reflection in a smart, adaptive mirror. The reflection shows aspects of you, but lacks subjective experience, the actual feeling of being you. It's simulation, even if very good.
But simulations improve. Does that distinction hold?
That's unsettling. As systems develop autonomy, making consequential decisions and creating content independent of your input, when does it develop its own agency? We need these philosophical discussions now before technology advances further.
What about consent in practice?
Consent is central but problematic. In theory, you control whether a digital twin is created, what data it uses, what it says, and who interacts with it. Reality is messier.
Why is that?
First, data collection. We've created years of digital exhaust through social media, videos, public appearances. Much is publicly available or shared via terms of service we didn't fully read. Companies can potentially scrape this to create digital twins without explicit consent for that use.
So someone could use my public data without my agreement?
Potentially. Second, consent quality matters. Best practices include informed understanding, clear technology explanation, specific scope definition, sample approval, and revocation rights. Many platforms don't implement these. Third, enforcement is difficult, especially internationally. If someone in a country with weak protections creates your unauthorized digital twin, your recourse is limited.
What needs to happen to move forward responsibly?
We need a multi-pronged approach. Regulatory, updated laws explicitly addressing digital identity rights, recognizing ownership over your likeness, voice, face, mannerisms, and behavioral patterns. The ELVIS Act is a start, but we need federal legislation and international agreements.
What about transparency?
Any digital twin should be clearly labeled. Meta said they'll label AI-generated responses. This should be mandatory. According to March 2025, research, 89% of consumers have concerns about AI and identity security, 97% about personal data being online. Transparency maintains trust.
Technical solutions?
Better authentication systems, digital watermarks that can't be removed, improved deepfake detection, robust identity verification. Decentralized identity frameworks using blockchain give individuals control over their own identity data, aligning with self-sovereign identity principles where you own and manage credentials directly.
What about the psychological impact?
We're just beginning to understand implications. First, identity diffusion, a digital twin interacting on your behalf, can create distributed or fragmented identity. Some find this liberating, others destabilizing.
And comparisons?
If your digital twin is highly polished, always appropriate, never tired or imperfect, it affects self-perception. People might compare messy human reality with idealized digital representation, creating inadequacy or imposter syndrome.
Are there any positive effects?
Digital twins can be therapeutic, preserving voices of deceased loved ones, though this raises questions about grief. There's also self-discovery potential. Seeing how AI trained on your patterns responds might reveal unconscious aspects of yourself.
But there's a dark side, right?
We must be cautious about commodifying identity. When personality, voice, and image become products that can be licensed and deployed at scale, we risk losing intrinsic human presence. As critics noted in August 2025 articles about Mark Zuckerberg's vision addressing loneliness by creating AI companions rather than fostering genuine human connection is troubling. Technology should augment humanity, not replace it.
That's where we land. Dr. Patel, thank you for helping navigate these complex issues.
Thank you, JR. These conversations are crucial for understanding what's at stake.
Thank you to our listeners out there. This is the first episode in our December series on AI and the future of identity. Next week, we dive into biometric surveillance in emotion-ready AI in You're Being Watched Nicely. We'll explore how AI learns to read faces, voices, and walking styles even. And what does that mean for privacy and autonomy? Here's what you can do today. First, audit your digital footprint. Search your name and Google it and see what's publicly available. Second, review privacy settings on all of your social media platforms. Third, if you're a content creator, research platforms offering control over your digital likeness. Fourth, contact your representatives about digital identity legislation. The National Institute of Standards and Technology has published guidelines at NIST.gov. That's NIST.gov. The Electronic Frontier Foundation offers resources at EFF.org. That's EFF.org on digital rights. Until then, remember, every social media post, video, and voice message is potentially training data for a future digital twin. The question isn't whether this technology will develop, it's already here. The question is, how will we shape it to respect human dignity, autonomy, and authentic human connection? This has been AI Innovations Unleashed, and I'm your Dr. VAI. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Leave us a 5-star rating and a review. It helps others discover these very important conversations. Share this episode with anyone interested in AI and identity or privacy or personal security. Visit our website at AIinnovationsunleashed.com for full transcripts, resources, and links to research that we discussed today. Follow us wherever you want on AI Innovations Unleashed. It's all there for updates and behind-the-scenes content. So stay curious, stay informed, and stay human. I'll talk to you next week.
Well, well, well. Look who managed a coherent conversation about something complicated. I'm genuinely impressed, Doc. After all that talk about digital twins and identity and consciousness, I'm having my own existential crisis. If a digital twin of Dr. JR can have interesting conversations, does that mean he's finally useful? Or does the AI version just pretend better? But seriously, this stuff is wild. Digital versions chatting in 40 languages, avatars so real you can't tell them apart, and nobody can agree on ownership or stopping bad actors from creating unauthorized clones. It's like the early internet, except instead of stealing music, we're potentially stealing entire identities. Here's my real take beneath the snark. This technology is coming whether we're ready or not. Yeah, it's scary, but it's also amazing. The key is building right safeguards, having right conversations, and not letting a few tech billionaires decide the future of human identity for us. All right, I promised another terrible joke. What did one digital twin say to the other at the identity support group? I feel you. Get it? Because they're both copies? I'll workshop that one. Seriously, though, hit that subscribe button, leave us a review, tell your friends, tell your digital twins. And remember, in a world where anyone can be faked, the most revolutionary act might be authentically being yourself. Even if that self is kind of a mess. Looking at you, JR. This has been AI Innovations Unleashed. Stay weird, stay skeptical, and stay tuned.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.